The measure would approve $815 million for things like homeless services, domestic violence programs, and MAP grants for low-income college students. Although Republicans supported a stopgap last summer, none voted in favor of this one. Representative Steve Anderson from Geneva says this new spending plan is just Democrats trying to avoid the negotiating table.
The reality is we don't do things around here without pressure. And so we need that pressure to get to a full budget.
Of course, Anderson and other Republicans have joined Democrats in supporting a different sort of stopgap, to pay state employees during the budget impasse. I'm Tom Lisi.